Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome to a super secret, special, exclusive Patreon only episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
And I'm Sarah Armour. I think we should be careful in this episode how we use the word exclusive, you know, just in terms of what that even means anymore.
Well, we're excluding people.
Well, I know, but like, isn't that what everybody that dates Ariana thinks?
Oh, like,
I don't know. It's a bad joke. I was trying to make like we're exclusive joke until you're not.
Oh, I get what you're saying. It was a miss.
Shame.
We may cheat on the patrons by writing this in a blog post as well, but
right. What are the rules? Right. That's right. Like what is exclusive? We have to define it.
Right. What we're talking about today is Ariana Grande's astrological compatibility with all of her former boyfriends. Sarah's been working on this for weeks, months, even
my whole life.
It's your magnum opus as a Cancer, yeah. Especially.
Yeah, totally. And I will come in defense of the Cancers, but before we get there, you were about to tell me about some hot tea from down under.
Below Deck Down Under. I think maybe we should do a public episode on this because They literally stopped two sexual assaults that were in progress.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah, it's insane.
Let's put a pin in that because I would like, is it like, can you like see it play out on the show?
Yeah. You have to do is go on whatever app you use, whether you use Peacock or Bravo or whatever.
Yeah.
And just watch the two most recent episodes. You don't need to watch anything else.
Oh, I definitely will. I'm okay. Yeah.
It's insane. It's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen on television. And it's also like, I think they should show it at every freshman orientation on a college campus because it's so instructive on how to handle and how not to handle a situation like that. Like it's wild. So we definitely need to watch that. But let's get into Ariana.
I'm fucking sold. I just want to say
you said you have some
sold.
Stray thoughts from our last public facing episode that you want to get off your chest as well.
Yeah. Number one. Quick housekeeping, read the Barbie movie. I want everyone to know that I remember now it wasn't that Barbie went to the moon before women could vote. It was before women could have credit cards. And I just wanted to clear that up.
It's even funnier, honestly, that you equate
having your credit card,
having a credit card with having a say in, you know, the electoral process. Like those things are equally as important. And they are.
Absolutely. They are. And next. Big question of last week's public episode was like, you know, Cancers, homemakers or home wreckers. Mm-hmm. And the thing that occurred to me is that, you know, yes, we can view things from the lens of homemaker or home wrecker for the sake of narrative and, you know, sort of armchair teaching astrology to get a hold of some concepts and how it might play out in real life. But what I want to
know, you're about to say some cancer ass shit right now.
You believe God is a cancer.
Okay. So, keep going.
So what I'm trying to express is that if we zoom out from the matrix of our human understanding, what astrology gives us is a extremely wide lens zoom out of like modalities, energies, and our charts are not like who you are and like defining about you. They're more in what way you are expressing one of the four natural like modalities, one of the three like whether it's like an earth sign, a water sign, it's all, sorry, I just woke up, so I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this, but like astrology is evolutionary and the energy is expressed rather than driving us to do anything. First is the thing I want to say. Now, let's think about the first four signs of the zodiac. Aries, spark of life, right? The introduction of fire, the introduction of something new. Taurus, the stabilizing of that something new, earth. Then we have Gemini, air, trying to make understanding, make meaning of what this something new is. And then fourth, we have the first water sign, Cancer. Water isn't trying to get you to leave your girlfriend or, you know, like let Moses walk through, LOL. But water, like how are rivers formed? Water is, it just is the most powerful flowing transformational energy. Without water, there is no life. It is
pushy too. That's how rivers are formed. Pushy, right. Pushy.
Yes, but pushy without, like, the reason I think it's important to talk about it from a natural perspective is because it isn't like when the river is pushing through the land and creating new grooves, it isn't trying to wreck Earth as we knew it. It is creating massive change because the unstoppable force of life, when we look at planets, we're looking for life on Earth. How do we know there's life on, or life on another planet? How do we know there's life? Droplets of water, right? Well, water equals life,
but
life force energy.
That's like a very convenient theory for a Cancer to have, because
of course
I would say the water is blissfully ignorant of the needs and wants of those around it and the boundaries, even regard for anyone else's feelings. Maybe the mountains don't want the water to push through them.
I'm sure they don't, but aren't we glad that water won? Aren't we glad that we can river through the Grand Canyon instead of just looking from afar at what actually is a deeply vulnerable mountain? I actually think, in thinking about all this, I was like, you know, I have this hot take that, like, actually earth signs are the most vulnerable. You can't really hurt water. It's going to hurt you if you're attached or clinging on to what you think is something like fixed or something that is, you know, immovable, but water will flow right around anything or push through anything. It is an unstoppable natural force. Hypothetically, you could put a dam in a reservoir and it's like, okay, I'll chill, right? The water's not like, no, get me out of here. So it's not like water is like completely uncontrolled or uncontrollable, but it, in its natural form, in its most primal form, which is what Cancer represents, it is the most untamable,
unfettered
force in nature. The only thing that can control what represents Cancer, the ocean, is the moon, which is defined by every 2 days completely changing mood. So water energy and Cancer energy knows that the only way to survive is to flow with the current, because either way it's inevitable. Like, and it's not that I don't think Chloe and Ari are like trying to steal anybody else's partners. I think when the Cancer is locked in on something or present to and what feels maybe to them like an inevitability or just something that is happening, it's hard to manage and control unless you have a really good, you know, dam builder.
Well, I would say keep it in your pants. There's plenty of people in the world who might be a Cancer and have a little bit more self-control.
Well, I want to throw this back at you. Triple threat Earth over there. Okay.
Double. Water.
Yeah, but you're a Virgo South node.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You are Pisces rising, but it's also where your North node is. So it's always going to be the battle for you between Pisces and Virgo is your life work. It's the hardest thing for you to wrap your head around. You are really comfortable in Earth. And
yeah,
it makes you really vulnerable, or it makes Earth really vulnerable, because if you truly expect that you're just like, I'm the mountain though, it's like, okay, but even if the mountain is the biggest and the strongest and it's where the animals live and blah, 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 it is no match to the transformational power of water. So,
well,
all that being said,
I would say you can't transform things without people's consent. It's not nice.
Well, nice is not what we're talking about here. But the other thing I want to say, just put a pin in, I'm not talking about the merits of, or did she or didn't she do something that was uncool? I'm talking about observing the energy. What'd you say?
Why she did it.
Right. Is it cool? No. But I think the other piece that I want to just invite everybody to consider here is that I don't think it is possible to steal someone's boyfriend. And that's, I don't think like it's a possible person who to steals steal
people's boyfriends would say that.
No, but I don't. First of all, I want to also clarify, I didn't steal anyone's boyfriend, but Ariana, like Ariana is not committed to whoever Lele J is. Ethan cheated on his wife with somebody who is the biggest pop star on planet Earth. I think he was like, okay, my wife and I have been together 10 years. I'm a 5'4 nerdy Jewish guy. Ariana Grande is the first woman that I've been like closely connected to, like even in proximity to, for the last decade. He made a mistake, I hope. But if he was going to cheat on his wife, whether it was with Ariana or someone else, it was in this space because he would do that. It's not on, like, I'm not saying Ariana shouldn't have thought about Lily or Dalton or whatever.
I know. Everyone knows that. But it's
like Ethan is the one who just had a baby.
Exactly. He's a piece of shit. But I also hate this kind of like new age thinking of like, well, he wasn't my husband. Like, I hate that.
I don't think that's a pro. I also, for the record, hate that. I don't think it is an excuse or appropriate. But I also think Ariana Grande is like, literally, it's like when she walks in a room, I don't think she's like, I mean, I guess I'm being silly because it's like break up with your boyfriend. It's pretty on the nose. But like, I think she is not, it's hard to explain. I'm not justifying it. We can move on. I'm taking too long. But like, I just feel like she is, I think part of her whole transformation over the last Pluto in Capricorn transit, which oddly enough, when Pluto moved into Capricorn, she's a Capricorn rising, was the beginning of this whole story. 2008 is when she gets her first gig in Broadway the musical and starts dating her co-star. I mean, LOL, I really just woke up. 13 the musical. And that's where she started dating her co-star. And forevermore, every person that she's ever dated, there has been something like this where there's just like a weird, like
boundary
issue and definitely like a lack of consideration for other people.
Yeah.
But I also think we need to make sure that we're on the same page that like when we are looking at this person and all these storylines, for everyone to be like, but it's Ariana Grande, does make sense because she is she is having a totally different experience than us on Earth. She just is the most talented. Like, I just think people probably without her even hitting on them or flirting become like, it's like, I think she probably is extremely star striking.
Yeah, but men don't really think about that when it comes to blowing up their family with their dick. It's more about
they're not thinking about that. But then, but if you would blow up your family with your dick, then not only would it obviously be with Ariana Grande, but like then you would do that either way. And it's actually, we need to know.
Yeah, and I also
like Lily J's not safer without Ariana Grande. She just would have, this would have taken longer.
Yeah, totally. But I also think, why be that woman? Why be that person?
Well,
why
be I the think person it'll be interesting.
Who hooks up with someone who's got a newborn? Why be that piece of shit person?
Because this is pre-Saturn return, and I will be really curious to see if after this she ever does it again. Because everybody before their Saturn return returns is to whatever degree unconscious. So yeah.
Okay, we need to get into what we're supposed to talk about.
So the astrology of Ethan Slater first. I also had a theory about that, though. I understand what she's doing. Why is she doing this? Because she wants to get back into Broadway. She always dates the next coworker who's going to help her to have a partner in the next thing she wants to do. I think she's done with music after Manchester. That was my big epiphany that I wanted to share. Because if you go through the list, when I started going through the list, I was like, oh, she's doing the same thing every time, which is being like, who's my new, like, it's like when you like every year you have like new classes and it's like, who's going to be my like the chemistry boyfriend? Who's going to be my, do you know what I mean? Like
when she dated Big Sean and then after that is when she sort of started doing R&B and like white blackface.
Exactly.
Great point. Great point.
Right. And then it's like, you know, Mac Miller, Pete Davidson, like Mac Miller, she wanted to be, you know, that I think they were the match and she really fucking loved him. But, you know, his life ended far too soon. But, you know, Pete Davidson, she was kind of trying to like, you know, get into comedy, lighten up. Like she's with somebody who like goes to therapy, you know, then it's like backup dancer because she's on tour. Then it's like Dalton Gomez because it's COVID. So she's like, we're all staying home. Who's better to stay home with than a realtor that can find us a great home? Now, post everything, she's like, you know what? I'm going back to my, where she began in Pluto and Capricorn roots, theater. That's actually where she got her start. And being a pop star, I think at this point is fucking traumatic and her shows get bombed, literally. Manchester must have been, I can't even think about what that must have been like.
I know. I think that a lot of things are, I think traumatic is a strong word for being rich and famous and adored, but Ethan's chart.
Ethan is a Gemini sun.
No surprise there. No wonder you're sticking up for these fucks. You Cancer sun, Gemini rising.
And it gets even more interesting. And it's not that I'm boundaryless. It's that I respect the unstoppable force of the nature of water breaking. Okay.
Okay. So, that's a really good way of putting it.
Thank you. Ethan's sun is exactly conjunct his Venus and his Mercury in Gemini. So for him to be like two-faced or double-sided or justify like, but it's Ariana Grande and I've been with my wife for 10 years. She'll forgive me. If I was going to forgive my husband for cheating with anyone, it might be the person that's number one on their like celebrity list for the record. But also what's really fascinating is that to the exact degree, Ethan's sun, Venus and Mercury are on Ariana Grande's south node to the degree. What this means is that oftentimes when I see this,
pure comfort for her.
Yes. Pure comfort for her. And sometimes when you see a sun south node relationship, especially in astrology, it oftentimes indicates like a past life. It is one of the most overt past life connection symbols. And what I've read over the years, because I have this a lot with people. Sometimes, and it depends on the whole chart, but you could make the case that when your south node is conjunct someone's sun, you might have been their mother in a past life, or you might have took care of them in a past life. Good or bad for his marriage, we never knew who this guy was before. And actually, he is a Tony Award winning or a Tony Award nominated SpongeBob, and he must be talented. And we wouldn't ever know who he was, and he would be an actor getting paid $80 a week, even if he won Tony Awards for the rest of his life. She, I think in some way, on a total subconscious level, there was a recognition of each other. He was a perfect candidate to actually make her feel back with the nerd Jews from Broadway. Like, oh, like I can't, this is theater camp all over again. But I think in a way there was they feel extremely bound. South node sun connections are really hard to shake because Ariana from a past life place feels an ultimate knowing to this person and how they present themselves. And in his case, how he communicates and his heart and how he attracts. And I think he felt attractive for real, for the first time, maybe in his life, the way that you might feel when you like reconnect with your mother after, you know, being adopted or something. I mean, you know, I think she cares for him and they recognize each other. And it feels like he all of a sudden is like, I can imagine that he feels like extremely seen and almost like they sometimes with South Node Sun connections, it's almost like there's a feeling of like owing each other something.
Yeah. I also think from a non-astrology, just physical perspective, it can also be extremely comforting to date someone who's drastically less hot than you.
Oh, for sure. Oh my God.
But it's a false comfort because look what he did to his wife who's hotter than him. You can't give men that. 100%. You cannot, because the 100%. Minute they get the minute that men get that good of an upgrade, they're searching for the next upgrade and they're convincing themselves that they deserve it. So like, yeah, but you it's know not what? Worth it.
But that's where karma will always be a bitch, because it's like Ethan, you ruined your marriage for this literal fling. It's not going to like go anywhere with Ariana Grande. And yeah, if anything, he's going to spend the next, you know, 30 years trying to make it up to Lily. I'm sorry. She was the most celebrity on my list.
Not to mention his child.
Right. Like I think he will try to make this right in the end. And this will be like the famous cheating scandal. And honestly, like, their relationship might have, this is really just speculation, Lily J is so not famous, I can't even find her birthday. But sorry, Lily, it's all about Ari. But no, it's like, I think if anything, you know, we both have said, like, sometimes when there is cheating in a relationship, ultimately it brings the couple closer together. I think this will do that for them. And I think that she will have understanding for him. She loves him. They've been together since high school. I don't think he had sex with anyone else in his life.
Ew.
Literally, they've been together this whole time. So it's like, I don't know.
You think they are going to go back to each other?
Yes, I do.
I mean,
and I think her statement to Page Six was very pointedly saying, I blame Ariana, even if it's subconscious, to prime the pump. Or I don't even know what it means. I think of it like it's about gas.
I know, it's so gross, right?
Well, I I don't know what that means. It's lube, or like, I don't really get it, but I guess prime the pump was like, what, like give the guy my credit card and my zip code. But Jersey Strong, the last state in the land, last state in the nation to keep it so that you don't have to pump your own gas. Jersey Strong. Anyway, but the other phenomenal thing about Ethan and Ariana's connection, like I just said, her South Node is on his son. Wouldn't you know? His South Node, conjunct his moon, is on her son.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's actually crazy. It's actually crazy.
Oh, all right, fine. Now I understand your whole monologue about being like unstoppable water, even though keep it in your fucking pants, both of you.
Like from a human earth level, it's like, why did you like it's you know, it's not kind, but like one of the conditions of being on in the 3D matrix of planet Earth is that change is inevitable, and it's the only constant, and you can't stop that fourth, you know, four is the building. Without the four elements, we wouldn't have new life on Earth. Water is the thing that makes everything messy. We think of water as like creative. It's not, it actually destroys water. And that's a good thing. It maybe destroys the wrong word. It transforms. Water, water flows around any obstacles, whether it's a mountain or a girlfriend or a wife, to create whatever the new groove is going to be, no matter who fucking likes it. And the ocean's going to come fucking tsunami a couple of villages every now and again. And there's going to be a hurricane that wrecks a city. Is it tragic? Yes. But will the city get rebuilt? Yes. And hopefully will it be revived, and will that transformation create some new life in that area? Definitely.
Okay. Here's my last question. Then I have to go get my nails done. We can do it again after.
I just had to make the case for cancer because I didn't, when I was listening to myself, I'm like, I don't agree with like home wrecker is just what it is. It's like, well, wait a second. Like she's not,
well, you're still a home wreck. Floods wreck homes.
Yes. But it's like, does it suck? Yes. Is it inevitable? Yes. Is it natural? Yes. And is it trying to wreck your home? No, it's just water. And I think when we look at astrology and each other, it's fun to be judgmental in terms of like our own personal like moral codes. But I also think part of the human experience is realizing that like we are one, and we are all,
always
your chart is showing you the highest potential for the energy that you carry. And you're just playing the part of that energy in that part of your psyche.
I'm always going to be judgmental of someone who sleeps with a person who has a newborn.
That is specifically unkind. I want a little bit more proof, but we'll see.
Well, even if they didn't consummate it until after they were quote unquote separated, we all know what was going on. The carrot was being dangled on both sides. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sure they both knew interest was there. Like it was a tete-a-tete, you know, like it's.
But I think he was probably shocked that interest was there.
Yeah. But like, that doesn't mean you blow up your family. But anyway, why do you think it's just a fling since they have this Sun South Node mutual connection?
Wow, Molly, what a great question. Here's why. Because the South Node, while it is our comfort zone and it shows a place in the chart where karma is present, which means they're always going to come back around to it. The work of this life is to, you can lean on your South Node, but it's actually to move towards your North Node. So what I think this, at best case scenario, does for both of them is what I think Ari, that's why I'm like, oh, Ari's just using him to get back on stage. And he is using her to perhaps get out of, like, when somebody cheats on their wife like this, it means that they weren't, like, he obviously had some, he and Lily had some things to work out no matter what way.
No,
you slice it,
I hate
why
that.
Why would he do this? No,
he's just
some,
thinking
we
with
agreed.
His dick.
No,
Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce.
Yes, but it was because he had underlying issues that needed to be addressed.
Yeah, but
and
like,
now they're still together and closer than ever. And Blue Ivy is honestly the number one dancer on TikTok.
It's I know,
okay
but-
for things to happen that are destructive if ultimately it leads to a better future. We both have agreed. Sometimes when you see cheating in relationships, it ends up bringing the couple closer together. I think that is what will happen. I think Lily J and Ethan will ultimately really come back to a place of like, oh my God, like I almost lost you. And I also think with all that Gemini in his chart, there's probably a part of him that's, he got married so young to someone that I literally don't think he's ever had sex with anyone else in his life. I think that Gemini needs to at least try out a little bit of like, what if I do the other side of the story? I don't think it's going to stick, but I think the Gemini nature is to be like, okay, but I've been married for 10 years and with her for 15. Like, maybe I should just see what it's like to have sex with Ariana Grande. That's just a very Gemini thing. I'm not saying that with a judgment or saying that's a good thing. I'm trying to take a look at the actual just energies to try to like celebrities, they're trash. This is trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Now, do you want to know something shocking that I think he should have done if he really did have that insatiable urge to have sex with someone other than his wife?
Threesome?
No, don't tell the wife. No one needs to know.
So now,
which I don't agree.
I agree with you. Yes, it's on my list. That's why I'm like, don't rush me. I have all these thoughts too. Like, I agree completely.
Why does she need to be collateral damage? Your punishment, if you feel that you need to do that, is the guilt eats you up and alive for the rest of your life. You don't have to hurt someone because of it, you know?
Yes, but all of our astrology is always showing us past life patterns, oftentimes toxic, and future where we're meaning to, what we're here to learn. His South Node in Cancer, so he's coming from a who cares what mountain I destroy, I'm river coming through, beep beep boom boom, we need ports, right? LOL ports, like Ariana's vagina is a port. Okay, but so it's also like the other piece of it is his North Node is in Capricorn. Yeah, he might need an actual public embarrassment to get real about what his responsibility is as a Capricorn public figure.
Okay. All right. Okay.
This is his lesson.
I have to go now.
Okay. I'm really sorry that I had to, but now I'm awake. So good news. I'm awake.
Good. I'm going to call you on I wish I could just friggin' record in the nail salon because no one's.
That'll be iconic.
I know, but it would be weird.
Is there a dongle for like the mic going into phone?
I wish. No, there must be in the world somewhere.
Let's invent it.
Yeah. Look at how much growth I have. I'm sorry. I have to go. You see,
I get
it. Yeah. We're going to continue this conversation on the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and your rings.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.